Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show where DC Love and I will provide you with divine messages in answer to your questions. So now it is time for us to introduce ourselves, and here is the magical DC Love.
Good evening, Barbara. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to be here. My journey is magical as well as my name. It started off with sugar cookies flying off of my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me, and then spirit sat upon me. So all these magical things happened, and I had no other choice but to listen. And it propelled me onto the path I find myself on today. It's a beautiful, magical path. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered at that time that I had a really strong connection with spirit. I did also have a work background, and it was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and believe it or not, we have been together ever since. And it did take me quite a while to realize that the connection I have with Joan is truly divine. She's left a door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it also helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't want it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be able to, you know, be on radio and bring my messages to people at regular intervals. But my purpose, it's to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Okay, I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, an author, and a bunch of other things. This all started for me when I realized that my life did not work. I was not happy. It just wasn't working. And I had done everything that everybody said I was supposed to do and that was supposed to make your life perfect. And it didn't. And so I started looking within myself for answers. I decided that if Neil Donald Walsh could talk to God, then so could I. And so I began this journey of learning about this connection and exploring the connection and developing it. And now I have these wonderful conversations with divine beings, and it has definitely changed my life. And so I teach other people how to do this, and I share messages in sessions with clients and help them to move forward on their own path. And that also helps me to move forward on my path. So it's a win-win situation. If you want to learn more about me, check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots and lots of information there. And if you have any questions, there's ways of contacting me there as well. So now it is time for us to connect with you, to answer your questions, your own life. So if you have questions, give us a call at 646-716-716. 5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, DC, we don't have any callers yet.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's a crazy day, and I just feel like with everything going on in the world, like everybody's a little out of sync, Barbara.
You know,
so, yeah, everybody's a little bit off for some odd reason. I don't know. But it's okay because, you know, we're here to help when they do have something that they want to work through. We're here to help them, which I think is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I know where I am. It's like really windy and stormy, so I don't know. It's kind of crazy here weather-wise.
Oh, the weather here is fine, I think.
Wow. Lucky you, Barbara. We have terrible winds and rain. My goodness.
Yeah, we've had a nice day. It was kind of breezy, but absolutely beautiful.
Awesome. Well, awesome. That is great. I woke up this morning and it was beautiful at that time. I mean, the sun was just so beautiful and it just was shining so amazingly. There are days when it just like it was so vibrant and it was just so beautiful. So I did enjoy that beautiful sun for a few hours, Barbara.
Well, good.
Yeah, and I have a picture on Facebook, my kitchen window, it was coming in, and I saw these beautiful colors as well, and I got a message, and I'm going to read the message since we don't have callers. Good morning, beloveds. We, your angels, are always near and ready to assist you. We walk beside you each day and surround you with unconditional love. It is time now to let go of what no longer serves you. Shift your focus from fear to faith and look upon the beautiful sun. Feel this amazing energy radiating upon you. Breathe it in and allow it to fill every fiber of your being. Feel the love, the peace, and the happiness that shine upon you. The angels ask that you spread this beautiful energy to everyone you meet. Each of you are unlimited spiritual beings. You are now in the vibration of love, and love is the highest vibration and highest state of consciousness. You are now aligned with this divine source energy. Breathe in love, breathe out love, and choose to live a life of love. We love you, each of you, your angels. And that was a little message that I got with beautiful Barbara.
Well, wonderful. Well, apparently that was all we needed to hear because now we have callers.
Nice.
So, our first caller is from area code 330. Let me click on you. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
What can we do for you?
I recently had someone from my childhood. He was a childhood crush. And I saw him at a reunion a couple years ago, and we kept in touch a little bit, and then lost touch. And now he's calling me again this week. Is anything going to come of this? We're both single.
Okay. Wow. It sounds interesting, Kimberly. Let me just. Okay. Trying to see if the beautiful angels will come in and give me some guidance to give to you. I was getting a thumbs up. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, that you've got to just, you know, you've got to allow and embrace this beautiful energy. And I'm getting, you know, there's got to be an open line of communication. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm getting like, you know, there's a little bit of extra effort needed. Okay? So I don't know if it's on his side or yours. Okay? So, but I am getting like the energy like between the two of you. One of you is more balanced than the other, and I feel like that you're a little bit more balanced. Okay? Let's see.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I am getting like little hearts like all around. And everything, and I'm just, you know, I'm getting that you've got to just, you know, try to be open and, you know, communicate what you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach when I, you know, when I feel the energy that you have for him. There's like a little bit of like butterflies. So I do feel there's like something, you know, that's something there that could actually develop into something nice.
Okay.
Okay. So do you feel that like little bit of a butterfly feeling? Because I feel like, yeah, like in your stomach, it feels like a little bit like butterflies.
Like, yeah. I mean, I had a crush on this guy in grade school, for God's sake.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, there is a lot of potential here, Kimberly. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. But I'm getting just, you know, you've got to watch too because I also feel that he might be going through other things in his life as well. So, you know, that could create a little bit of a distraction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has he been like a little bit down in his luck or something, so to speak?
He's been working a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, you guys have, like, you have a lot of, like, compatibility there, and you could build this relationship on, you know, a mutual love for each other. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, I'm glad that you're friends, because, you know, that's a great foundation to start with, okay?
Yeah, we've been friends a long time.
Yeah. No, that's really good. So that's I'm getting. That's a great building block to, you know, to go forward with a relationship. But I am getting again that there's got to be open communication. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And just, you know, envision what you're, you know, that what you're wanting. Envision it. I see the, you know, the angels of love are, they're all around you. And I'm getting, like, healing. I'm hearing the word healing. Like, this could actually be, like, a healing relationship for you. Have you been in relationships where you felt some, like, I feel like there was, like, hurt in other relationships, really?
Yeah. I ended one around Labor Day. And then
okay.
I have one guy, he's calling me, but he's not in. He's just whatever.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this could be, you know, a great relationship, but the two of you have to work at it, and you have to have an open line of communication. That's really important, the open line of communication, okay?
Well, I'm happy now that he's actually calling, because last time we connected, he only wanted to communicate by texting.
Okay.
So now that he's actually calling, you know, he hasn't really said that he's, like, interested in more than friends, and I've, you know, tried to invite him over, you know, over to have something to eat or whatever.
Okay.
Just to see him in person. And, you know, he's just been busy, but it's only been a couple weeks.
Right, right. It could be very promising. Just,
mm-hmm.
you know, just allow it to become more. And I'm getting just, you know, take it slow, you know?
Okay.
So I am getting just, you know, take it slow and, you know, let it develop into something. Okay? That's
okay.
What I'm thinking. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Kimberly, I am hearing the word possibilities. So there are possibilities with the two of you. And
mm-hmm.
like DC said, they're saying to get to know him now. Don't assume that you know him because you've known him for all of these years. Actually, get to know him so that you can see who he has become.
Okay.
And it will also show you who you have become. And they're saying, don't try to make this fast. It's not meant to be. So,
okay.
You know, just be friends and let that be enough. And if it becomes more, then that's great. And if it doesn't become more, then that's great. Either way, it doesn't matter. What matters is the now, the getting to know him, the getting to know yourself, the learning more about who you both are. That's what it's all about. Let me check and see exactly what this is that I'm seeing. Yeah, they're saying that you have not completely disengaged from your last relationship. And it doesn't mean that you're, you know, thinking about him or talking about him. There may be some things that you haven't, I'm hearing the word forgive. There may be some things that you haven't forgiven him for.
Okay.
And if there are, then you need to go ahead and forgive him so that you can cut all of the ties to that relationship.
I tend to stay friends with guys. So they usually hang out longer than until they find someone else.
Okay, well, you might want to go ahead and not do that this time.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like you're being a crutch for them, which means you're not looking out for you. You're making them more important than you. Your guides are saying, if it's over, it's over, let it go.
Good point. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see if there's anything else they want to say about it. So they want you to really take some time and look at yourself and look at your life and see what it is you're ready for. Because it doesn't feel like you're actually ready for more than right now. And that's fine, you know. You can just be friends and be wonderful. But just make sure that you are doing what is right for you. You are letting you be important in your own life.
Okay.
Apparently that's something that you tend to miss out on.
Well, I give too much and I put other people first. That's true.
Yeah, you need to stop doing that. You need to put yourself first.
I work around other people's schedules.
Yeah. You do what's right for you first.
Okay.
And they're saying that should always be the truth. Yeah, there will be some times when you will compromise, but you will look at what's right for you before you compromise. You will not just compromise and then later look at your life and say, oh, this doesn't really work for me. You're going to make sure it works for you before you ever say yes. Okay, that's pretty much everything they're telling me.
Okay, thank you. Sounds good.
Thank you, and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 303. Hi, who's this?
Hey, my name's Allison.
Hi,
Allison.
What can we do for you?
Well, I very slowly. making my way into, I should say, researching a very big cross-country move that got put on hold this year for obvious reasons. And I will be making sure it happens next year, come hell or high water. But it's quite arduous. And just see if there's some... doing my research and being very, very mindful of retirement moves. This is pretty much going to be the end of the line. So just anything you might want to if you pick up anything that I'm not doing that I should be doing, or I know I'm on the right path, so pretty comfortable with that. But it probably will be April, May of next year. So I still have quite a lot of work to do between then and now. Between now and then. big project.
Okay. So. Well, Allison, this is DC. I see little like four-leaf clovers all around you, so that would represent good luck coming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're very wise, you're very intuitive, and it's going to help you to make sure you're on the right path, which I feel you are. And I'm also feeling it's going to be like a beautiful spiritual journey as well, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I sort of feel... I see like the phoenix rising, so I do feel this is going to be a beautiful new beginning for you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very positive. And
mm-hmm.
and I feel like you're it's going to spark your creation, okay? I do feel it's going to be a good thing for you, okay? You're a very creative person. It's going to be a really,
goodness.
You know, it's good for you, okay? You're sort of like a free spirit, you know?
Yeah.
And you enjoy life, you enjoy nature, and you've got to trust, you know? You've got to trust. And know that, you know, this is going to be a beautiful journey, and it's going to be amazing. Okay. Okay, do you work with children or do you have children, like children? Because I don't know why I'm getting like children.
No, I don't like children that much, mostly because I don't like their parents. I have one child that, well, he's not a child. He's an adult, you know, with his own life, you know, in a different state. I have no relation. We are not in a good place at all. We are quite estranged, as a matter of fact. And so that relationship is something I can, I would not say he is a part of my life, aside from the obvious, you know. You know,
okay.
Once you have a child, I mean, he's not a child, he's an adult man. So I don't like to use the word child. He's, you know, he's a man with his own life. So we have no relationship at all. None. Never.
I don't know if you're thinking of him self-consciously or whatever, but I kept hearing child, so I don't know. Well, you know, just send him love and, you know, and just allow. But I do feel like this move is going to be, you know, a really good move for you, and the angels are with you, and I feel like this, you know, this is your destiny to go forward on this journey, you know, and you are going to be really, really happy.
The move
beautiful.
Has a lot of complications with it, and I'm just wondering. And if you don't get a strong hit, that's fine. But I'm looking at both the east side and the west side of this particular state, which I don't want to say right now. I'm looking very strongly. There's very very strong pros and cons to each side. It's really 50-50. It's running really 50-50 right now. This is really about finding my tribe. And cost of living.
East side and the west side is what you said?
Of one particular state. I'm looking very strongly at
the latter. The latter, you know, the second, the west or whatever, that's when I got like a thumbs up from the angels.
You feel the western side is...
Yeah, and I'm just saying follow your heart. You've got to follow your heart. Do what you believe is right, and you will find the happiness that you truly do deserve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you said the east, I got a maybe.
Okay,
but when you said the West, I got like a really strong yes, okay?
Stronger, okay. All right.
But you have a lot of creativity, and you have a lot of power, you know, so just really think about it. You've got a plan, like all of the limitations that you're holding, you know, that are holding you back, okay? And know that whatever you're thinking, there's going to be more available to you as well, okay?
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's sort of you're like looking at things on a smaller scale, and you're supposed to look at it on a larger scale. Dream big is what I'm getting.
Yeah, well, I've been doing that. But at this point, you know, it's like I have a really, really strong gift at macroeconomics and microeconomics. Like, and I'm putting that as one. Big pictures and detail. And I'm a Virgo moon, so if you know anything about Virgos, they are detailed. But I'm Pisces. And what's the best thing that Pisces does? They are the ones who, you know, they're like very.
You know what it's
interesting
that you say that because my son is a Virgo and I'm a Pisces, you know. So.
Uh-huh. There you go.
That's really.
Yeah, I love astrology. It's my
favorite. You do have a beautiful lucky star shining over you. Just stay positive, and you're going to create a positive experience.
Yeah, I hope so. Trying to get over there, you know. And hopefully
yeah,
my health,
you
health
will.
Well,
but
my
you
health
will.
Has really, really suffered in my current situation. My health, I have some really, unfortunately, I'm taking a lot of health issues with me to my new destination. I don't like having to do that, but but I feel that once I get out of my current climate into a better climate, you know,
right.
Actually physical climate, you know, better, not just, you know, mindset climate, but weather climate, that my health will start to show some definite improvements as well. So just trying to hang in there until I can get there.
I feel that your health will be better because you're going to be happier. And, you know, the mind-body connection, too, has a lot to do with everything, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I am getting that you are going to feel so much better once you move. Barbara?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Allison, one of the things they're telling me is that you need to be less guarded. They're showing me that you're one of the people that you kind of put walls around yourself and keep others at a distance. And they want you to work on letting that go. Especially since you're moving to a new place, you're going to be meeting new people. You're going to want to be open enough that they feel that they are actually welcome in your life. And so they're saying to start letting that go. Does that make sense for you?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm a really well-traveled, really, really well-traveled person across different cultures, and I've lived abroad as well in an Asian country, so that's pretty challenging right there. So I move really comfortably in the world. Like, I'm a natural-born traveler, and so And people have always said, oh, you're so friendly. You know, and I am, because I'm so curious about people. I'm a fantastic listener and really open to different kinds of people. Like, even when I used to work in a prison, an all-male prison, the biggest prison in the state, I used to work with male inmates who had done really things in their life. And still, I was very open. I wasn't somebody, and I'm using that as an example because that would be a challenge for a lot of people, but I wasn't intimidated by it. I was curious because I'm curious about people. So I say that because although I personally am a private, you know, I'm a private person, you know, I do not wear my heart on my sleeve, and I've never been like that. I'm super curious about people, and I engage really comfortably. So I don't really know. I wanted to give you feedback on that because I've moved a lot in a lot of different kinds of places even, where this personality trait that I have has really always been really strong. Like, I love to learn about people in different places.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wanted to, I mean, it's a real strength of mine, actually. So I don't know, I kind of wanted to put that out there. I'm not really worried so much about going to a new place because I've done this a lot. So it's kind of a natural rhythm for me to go here and there and all over. I've been called all my life, I've been called gypsy, rolling stone, nomad, all those things. I've been called all those things. But it's really natural for me. So I don't know what you're kind of picking up on, you know, just. But I wanted to put that out there because I consider that just a really, you know, really strong character aspect of myself, you know, that ability to move in different, you know, to groove places and with different people.
Okay, well, just make sure that what you're presenting to the new people in the area that you're moving to is who you really are and not a facade. Because while you were talking, they just kept saying facade. And, you know, there are some people who have facades that are just seemingly very open and caring, but they actually, they're not. So, okay, what they want to say. Okay, so this is, they're going to talk to you directly. So I'm just going to, I'm not going to be in it, but this is what they're saying.
Okay.
We want you to understand that this is a big change in your life. And that this move is one that's going to take you to a place that opens your heart in ways that you haven't experienced before. And we want to make sure that you are open to allowing this, that you are ready to just be you, to accept yourself exactly as you are, to know that you don't need to be worried about making the right impression. You are just giving yourself the freedom to be you. You have this beautiful, loving essence that is there. And there are some people in your life that you have kind of cut off from this essence. And we want you to stop cutting anyone off, to just be comfortable with being you. We see this move as an opportunity you to develop even more of your, you can call them your spiritual blessings, your talents, whatever terminology works for you. We want you to know that this is an opportunity for you to develop those even more, for you to start seeing the big picture when it comes to you. You have certain perceptions about yourself, and you're going to be letting those go because they're no longer going to apply. This is you creating a whole new being in a whole new place. And we see the flow of love between you and the new people who are coming into your life. So just be open to that. Just be open to you. And just be open to the changes that are going to be occurring. And we will find that you will be incredibly happy and very centered and grounded in your new space. Okay, that's what they wanted to say.
Yeah, that makes sense, and that's it's all about finding my tribe, the motivating, you know, like the engine in the car, getting to the right physical space where I have the like-minded people in my environment for change. So I'm really,
yeah,
I'm really positive about this move. So yeah, what you just said is really, you know, mirroring the reason for this move. I mean, one of them. There's several. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay. Thank you.
You are
Thanks
welcome.
Both. And please mute me so I can keep listening, would you?
Of course.
Great. Happy new moon, Scorpio moon.
The same to you, Allison. Thanks
yeah.
for calling.
Okay. Thank you both.
Okay. And now we are going to Jessica.
Oh, hello, Barbara. Hello, DC. How are you?
Hello, Jessica.
It's so nice to connect with you guys again. So I just want to call in and see if the angels or guys have got any message for me today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, the first thing that I saw was the goddess Athena, and she's asking you to start trusting more so in your inner wisdom, Jessica. Okay? And
okay.
she's with
How do you.
How
do you spell her name?
A-T-H-E-N-A. And she's asking you not to worry. You've got to, have you been, you know, meditating, just, you know, going within and being silent?
Yeah, every morning,
okay.
About 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is you've got to trust what you are getting, and it's sort of maybe like you're procrastinating a little bit. Okay, so is
okay.
That you're not moving forward on, Jessica? I'm seeing like a pen and paper. Are you supposed to be writing something?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So yeah, I'm like, well, I feel like... But yeah, regarding to writing, I haven't done any writing for a long time. So yes.
And I'm getting this, like, a lot of new opportunities coming your way. So many different ways to really expand your potential, okay? And I'm just getting, you know, just embrace this time, because creatively it's like you're just, you know, like you're going forward so fast, okay? So allow your
That's what I feel. So tremendous. Just say that when I look back, I'm like, wow, I've come so far. And I'm really happy about that.
Jess, are you worried about maybe finances?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting don't worry, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to be able to resolve that. You've got to have a little bit more faith, okay?
Okay. Because I've been talking to Angel and saying, I want to hand over this to you and I want to, you know, let you help me. But, you know,
okay.
A part of me was like checking in, oh, how's it going? How are we going to be? And then I was like, oh, I got to trust the angels and, you know, God going to help me with that.
I'm just kidding. Believe and trust and don't give up, okay?
Yes.
That's what's showing. Okay. But I do feel that new beginnings are coming for you. It's going to be a joyous time. And you've got to really take that leap of faith and trust, you know, that the angels are with you and they're helping you to really realize your potential. Okay? And
yes.
I'm getting the miracles around you as well, Jess, okay?
Wonderful.
I also see, a book in your hand. You're holding a book. Are you thinking about maybe studying something?
Yeah, I'm thinking about studying something, but I'm not sure which one. But I've just registered, I just finished the flower therapy healing course.
That's beautiful.
Nice. The new beginning to talk about is I'm stepping into... you know, this healing practice now. And I'm doing this launch this Sunday coming.
Wow, awesome. Beautiful.
Yeah, so in 1 week, and that's why I'm busy at the moment organizing everything. And so that's also why I haven't been writing.
Well, that's
beautiful.
And you're listening, you know, to your intuition. Very nice.
Yeah, I don't know if they want me to study more. I guess there would be a lot more for me to learn as well. So yeah, I will follow the signs and see where it takes me.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, just, you know, connect with your joy and see what really makes you happy. You know, and you. Go in that direction, whatever it is that, you know, makes you happy, hon, okay? Just go that way. And I'm also seeing, your third eye area. That's, your inner sight, okay? Do you feel like it's getting stronger, the third eye?
Yeah. I mean, I can see things in my meditation.
Good.
Yeah, and but the funny thing, well, not funny, but the one thing is that I expected to be like very, because I had one experience where I can see it like right in front of my face. It's like, you know,
okay.
It was, yeah, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, I can see the face of this lady. It's a female face, and it was blue. So right in front of my face, and I was like, that
well,
was
you're developing.
Beginning.
Yeah, you're developing, and you know, you mentioned healing. You are a healer. You're a natural healer. Okay. So I'm getting it's time to really, like, you know, to study that beautiful, you know, area of your life. You have this beautiful, amazing healing gift, Jess, okay?
Thank you. And you know what? I really wanna offer a distant healing for you and Barbara to express my gratitude. You guys been, you know, being of service and giving us messages and guiding us along the way. So,
very nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
So I will message you guys if you're happy to accept my gift.
Well, sure. I do, of course. Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
I mean, that's absolutely
wonderful.
And I'm getting
thank
just
you, lady.
You mentioned like a flower course that you took. Ginger is saying, because she showed me all these different, like, they look like flowers and things, but I saw, like, there was lavender, chamomile, there was, like, just different geraniums, different things like that, and it's almost like a blend that's like a magical blend for women, okay?
Okay.
And beautiful magical blend with these flowers into, like, you know, oils, essential oils, will really help you to allow your beautiful feminine energy to flow in perfect balance, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and allow that beautiful feminine energy to flow, okay? And it as it flows, it really brings, like, energy and balance, you know, into the different areas and harmony throughout your body. It's almost like,
so,
it's like these little, I feel like, like pop, 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 all these little bubbles like throughout your body, you know, and you're saying, ooh, that is so much fun, Ginger. So it's really nice.
Aww. So are they saying that I should just maybe work for
women
only?
You were talking about the flower course that you just finished, and you were talking about energy healing. You could actually incorporate, like, flower essences into your healing.
That's what I'm doing. My business name is Karuna Flower Therapy. So I'm actually doing bodywork sessions that infuse
nice.
Me with energy. So, yeah, I'm channeling in flower energy. And obviously I've got essentials and I haven't got a flower essence yet, but I can. So there's different method, you know. You can use, like, fresh flower, because fresh flower has their own energy, and you can use it to clear the aura as well. And obviously flower essences, essential oils, and the one that I'm really resonate with is the channeling, bring in the energy of the flower. So you know how Reiki, you channeling in the Reiki energy? This one, you channeling in the flower energy. And
But you know, when you mentioned, like, flower energy, for you specifically, I was getting roses.
Yeah,
it'll connect you with Mother Mary, like healing with Mother Mary as well. And it also helps you to open your heart, Jess. Okay? And, you know, and connect, you know, your true essence and what you really love. But I felt like Mother Mary, like, stepped in when you were saying, you know, healing as well. Okay.
I know, she's been with me, and it's funny, when I was little, I don't like roses at all, only recently when I stepped into spiritual journey, because I'm like, you know, why everyone praising about rose, or when I see rose, I'm like, oh, whatever, and I'm into, like, tulip, and then now, when I, you know, learn about a heart, I'm like, wow, the roses are so beautiful that I've been denying it beauty, you know, before.
Oh, definitely. And I'm just getting, I feel like there's something that needs to be healed, something that you're holding on to, maybe that you're not allowing yet. There's some kind of fear yet within you, and you've got to let it go. And that's why I think I saw Mother Mary as well. But I do want to invite Barbara in as, you know, as well to join us now, because there's something from your past that needs to be cleared up on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jess.
Okay.
DC.
And I was also getting Mother Mary and roses, so that's a big part of what you're experiencing right now. She is with you to teach you. It's okay. She's going into all of this stuff. I want you to have a deeper understanding of the power within you. It's not so much about the things that you learn, the classes that you take, or any of those things. It's about connecting with yourself, with your own soul, with your... There have been many past life experiences where you have done this beautiful healing work utilizing flowers. It's a natural thing for you. It's a connection that you've had for many, many lifetimes. And so I want to help you to come back to that connection. Don't see it as something new, because it's not for you. It is part of the truth of who you are. And when you go into that essence of whatever flower you're choosing, and you know I prefer roses, but you don't have to choose roses. But when you go into the essence of that flower, you go deeply into the magic that is within you. It's an opening of your own heart to a level that you've never experienced. It is letting go of everything and just being who you are. And that is what I want to teach you. That is what I want to help you to understand. That is what is going to make the work that you do so much more profound than any work done by anyone else. Because it is you coming back to who you are. Coming back to your own spiritual essence. Coming back to the power that you already have. I hope that this makes sense to you. And if it doesn't, then of course ask me questions. You know I will always answer you. I love you, and I am here to help you. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Thank you, Barbara. It just really speaks to my soul, and it's beautiful because it's really, you know, resonate with everything that she says to every cell of my body, and I just got this, you know, emotion came up, and it's funny when you say, well, it's not funny, you see a confirmation that you say that I'm, you know, coming back to myself and to the truth of who I am. Because yesterday I created a mandala, which, you know, I just allow it, whatever comes through, and it was a spiral in green. And when I put my hands on it to feel the energy and just get the message from the mandala, I can feel the mother Gaia, and she was like, it's like the, she was saying this mandala that I did was like the mother Gaia portal. That's how I connected to her. And then suddenly one hand, my right hand, too small, potent, connected to the mandala, and the other hand is not, but my left hand. So I thought, oh, doesn't mean I should take my left hand off the mandala. So I did. And then I was guided to put my left hand on my heart. And then I close my eyes, I feel into it, and it's like I'm connecting my heart to her heart. And then she said, welcome home.
Wonderful. Ooh. I can feel the energy from that, just from you talking about it.
Oh, yeah. So now Mother Mary is also there, you know, welcome me home, welcome me back to my true self, and I feel like this thing that I'm doing, that I'm about to stepping into, is about stepping into my self-embodiment, you know, in taking back my power and then really embodying my true self. And so I'm excited for this celebration, this circle that I'm having on Sunday. It is to celebrate a new beginning of my life. And I wish you guys could be here. I would definitely invite you, but you can tune in, you know, remotely if you like. It's 10:30 a.m. In Western Australia time, and it's on Sunday the 22nd of November. I mean, you are very welcome because you're always there for me. You know, you help me so much, you both. So it's my honor and pleasure to have you along with this spiritual journey. It's incredible.
Beautiful, Jess. And you are starting on a new part of your journey. I feel that. And, you know, just keep connecting with the divine signs that you're getting, because there's going to be many, many more blessings coming your way. Okay? And just allow, you know, just allow. And it seems like, you know, you get into that beautiful sacred space, which is really important, and it's very beautiful. You're doing a great job. You're manifesting, you know, the life that you've wanted, and it's now becoming your reality. And, you know, I feel like you're getting more and more powerful. It's really beautiful.
Yes, I feel more and more in power with myself. Like, I can be comfortable in my own self.
That's amazing. Honor the beautiful person that you are. You know, honor your beautiful light that is within you. You know, your passions, your gifts, and allow others to connect with that beautiful light, Jess. You know, keep shining that light. You know, and let it. Give others, you know, permission to shine their light as well, because you'll help them. And you are an amazing light worker, hon.
Well, thank you, DC. Thanks
so
much.
You're welcome. God bless, Jess.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for the beautiful channeling message. And I will message you both privately and get your inner remote healing, which I'm excited to offer, because first time doing the distant healing. But see, it's my nature, so I have to trust that I know what I'm doing. Because I've done it before many lifetimes, so yeah.
You have. And you know what? The healing is all about intent. As long as you have that beautiful, pure intent to to help someone heal, they'll feel the energy. That, you know, they'll feel it. So you're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks so much, ladies. Oh, I feel uplifted already, and I feel so loved by the, you know, the goddess Anthea and Mother Mary come by to visit.
Yes.
I think she was also there last time when you had gave me a reading to the goddess Anthean. Then I had to look her up.
Beautiful. Well, you just keep going and doing what you're doing, just because you're on this beautiful path and you're listening to your angels, and you know you're connecting with all the beautiful gifts that you had from past lifetimes, and you're using them now in this lifetime, which is awesome. Absolutely beautiful.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much, ladies. I should let you go now and enjoy the rest of your evening. What is it, evening? Yeah, it should be evening.
Yes.
Your time now. And may angels visit you in your dreams.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you, Jess.
Thank
Have
you.
A great rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies.
Okay. Well, that is all of our callers.
Beautiful.
Had their hand up. Well, that's not true. Jessica did not have her hand up. But they said to click on her anyway.
Beautiful. Well, we've never failed with that before. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, we will be back on Tuesday morning. No, Tuesday for Lunch with Jesus, which is Eastern.
And we have a lot of angels that are still with us, Barbara. They're the angels of miracles, and they're asking everyone, you know, just open your heart and expect miracles because they're coming. And, you know, you're going to see little synchronicities, and then, you know, that's a little sign that's saying, hey, guys, the miracles are on their way. And if you believe, anything is possible. So the angels of miracles are so happy to, they've been here the whole show, and they just wanted me to let everyone know that they're here.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. Well, good night, everyone. Good night, Barbara. And thank you for a beautiful show. It was so great connecting with you and helping others.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a wonderful, wonderful beginning of your week.
Good night, everyone.